Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch, and it's time for another sports break, this time for the July 8th Sporting History News, as we talk about some great uniform numbers on this day of 7, 18, 16, and jersey number 3. July 8th, 1898 is where we start off, and the Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Red Donahue tossed a no-hit decision against the Boston Bean Eaters. 5-0 was the win at the Baker Bowl. And July 8th, 1912, New York Giants ace pitcher Rube Marquard lost a decision after winning 21 straight games that he had started. July 8th, 1949, the trend in the MLB of African-American players getting on rosters in the MLB continued. Monty Irvin, number 20, number 7, and Hank Thompson, number 7, became the first black players for the New York Giants. Unfortunately, their debut was spoiled just a tad in a 4-3 loss to the Brooklyn Dodgers, who had Jackie Robinson at that point, at Ebbets Field. But the victory march of baseball's integration continued so that the best players, no matter what color, were all playing together in Major League Baseball. July 8th, 1965, Joe Morgan, wearing uniform number 18, became the first Houston player with 6 hits in a game, and it was the first season of the franchise being called the Astros after initially using the moniker of the Colt 45s of Houston. Many people do not remember that Morgan started his brilliant career in Houston for 10 seasons before the successes that he enjoyed with the Big Red Machine in Cincinnati. July 8th, 1970, San Francisco Giants number 16, Jim Rayhart, is 8th to get 6 RBIs in an inning, which was the 5th of that game that happened on July 8th, 1970. In July 8th, 1974, the New York Yankees shortstop Jim Mason, wearing the number 22 jersey, tied for a record with 4 doubles and 9 inning games. 4 doubles and a 9 inning game. Tremendous. July 8th, 1990, at the FIFA World Cup in Stadio Olimpico, Rome, Italy, it was the 85th minute of play that a penalty kick by number 3 Andreas Brehm propelled West Germany to a 1-0 victory over Argentina to take the World Cup title in FIFA. And that is our sports break for today and the great history that is involved with this great day in sports. So I hope you enjoyed this, and if you want some more great sports history, go to sportshistorynetwork.com or jerseydispatch.com. And if you want some great football history, pigskindispatch.com is a place for you. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.